From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on this day in Maine, Tuesday, April 28th, 2026. State lawmakers will return to Augusta tomorrow to take up two bills that were vetoed by Governor Janet Mills. Kevin Miller has more.
The highest profile measure vetoed by the governor would have imposed a moratorium on development of larger data centers. Mills said she supported an 18-month pause as a commission studied how data centers could impact electric rates and the environment. But Mills wanted an exemption for a project planned for the former paper mill in Jay. Another vetoed bill would have required the courts to automatically seal the criminal records of many misdemeanor offenders who remained crime-free for 5 years. But Mills, who was a former attorney general and prosecutor, said court employees would have to do much of that work by hand. Mills also said she couldn't support a law that would potentially allow domestic violence offenders to have their records sealed. The bill's sponsor described that as a drafting error that would be fixed before the automatic sealing process began. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
State lawmakers have approved an incremental increase in the minimum salary for teachers from $40,000 to $50,000 over the next 3 years. Maine Education Association President Jesse Hargrove says teachers and staff are currently being priced out of the communities they work in.
Those inflationary pressures are really forcing our staff to live 30, sometimes 45 minutes, even an hour away. That has a negative impact on our kids.
Maine is currently 41st in the nation for average teacher starting salaries, according to the National Education Association. For disclosure, most of Maine Public's news staff is represented by the MEA. A federal judge has ruled that the Augusta School Board unjustly censored a parent during its public meetings and must refrain from imposing some restrictions on public comments until the matter is ultimately decided in court. Free speech activist Nicholas Blanchard, who goes by the nickname Corn Pop, brought the complaint alleging his First Amendment rights were violated when school board chair Martha Whittem repeatedly interrupted him during his public comment time. Nathan Restucia, Blanchard's attorney at the Institute for Free Speech, said the ruling is precedent-setting.
I expect other school districts will be looking at and will be told by their lawyers that they should revise their policies accordingly because, yes, it does lead those other school districts now very vulnerable to lawsuits from not necessarily just from my organization, but from any organization because of this precedent.
The chair of the Augusta School Board and the superintendent of schools did not return a request for comment by airtime. 11 people, including 8 Mainers, were arrested today while trying to deliver care packages of food to Immigration and Customs Enforcement detainees in Massachusetts. In total, several dozen faith leaders and volunteers from Maine and Massachusetts participated in the action, aimed at drawing attention to poor conditions and overcrowding at ICE's Burlington field office. Before departing from Massachusetts early this morning, Reverend Allison Smith, senior minister of the Congregational Church in Cumberland, acknowledged it was unlikely that the care packages would make it to the detainees, but said it was about sending a message.
This is a matter of doing what's right, even in the face of the possibility of not being successful.
Smith was not among those arrested. Some Mainers arrested by ICE have been transferred through the Burlington office, which serves as a regional processing facility. The Portland City Council last night narrowly approved zoning changes that could derail a controversial music hall project proposed by local developers and the entertainment giant Live Nation. The council voted 5-4 to impose a 750-foot buffer between large music venues in the downtown. It would block the Live Nation venue, which is sited across the street from the city-owned Merrill Auditorium. Portland Mayor Mark Dion says he believes that the zoning changes are unfair to the developers, even though Live Nation is currently under scrutiny in other states.
This applicant, whether we like them or not, is not relevant to me. They're an applicant, and objectively, they've satisfied the standards.
Opponents say they believe Portland is the first in the country to successfully block a Live Nation project. The Portland vote comes in the wake of a federal jury ruling that found Live Nation has been acting as a monopoly. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Angus King III unveiled a housing plan in Portland today that involves building 10,000 housing units annually by the end of his first term. The son of U.S. Senator Angus King says he brings experience in affordable housing development over his opponents. The younger King was a project developer at the Portland-based Wish Camper Group before launching his company, Peaks Renewables. He says he will ease local zoning ordinances and bolster the construction workforce to make building homes easier.
I think we're in a moment where very few people can afford. Certainly young people can't afford it. And I'll tell you, that's one of the big worries for me on this campaign is the number of people who feel like they've just lost faith in the American dream.
A 2023 study commissioned by Maine Housing showed Maine needs over 80,000 new housing units by 2030 to meet rising demand. King is one of five Democrats vying for the Blaine House ahead of the June 9th primary. And Newport, Maine native Cooper Flagg was named the NBA Rookie of the Year last night in one of the closest votes in the award's history. Flagg, a star player for the Dallas Mavericks, edged out his former Duke teammate Con Knipple of the Charlotte Hornets. They were the first former college teammates to finish first and second in rookie scoring since 2005. The 19-year-old Flagg became the second youngest player to win the award behind LeBron James. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, artist Eric Hopkins. I'm Nicole Ogrisco. Thanks for listening.